Jason, what does "Hey, hey, everybody listening" sound like?
Hey, hey, anybody listening?
No, what's the tone, the music?
Oh, the music? It's a little funky and jammy.
How does it
on
go?
On the piano.
How does it go? Like, what's it sound
Nobody's singing it. It's just the piano and some guitars and... I don't know. It's kind of funky.
Well, I guess I guess I'll have to help you out then.
Yeah, play it. Why don't just play it from our opening?
Here we go. Is it the beat? Here we go.
Like a rolling piano drum set. It's a little punchy.
That needs a little bit of a beat behind it.
Well, it could use some filling out, like a you know, those podcasts, they always have that that violin with the bass.
Yeah, yeah, especially on NPR kind of podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do that.
It'll sound just like theirs.
No, I mean, not the violin, but drop in a trap beat.
Mm-hmm.
No?
All right. That sounds like some sound design for me.
So what are we talking about today, Jason?
Shouting from the rooftops.
Yeah, that's our theme. That's our theme for the fall, isn't it? Or is it the theme for the rest of the year?
Oh, we're going to play it through at least till Christmas, I'm sure.
All right.
We'll see how involved we get.
All right, everyone at home or sitting on the subway or in your car, the rest of this year, we're going to be shouting from the rooftops. And we have something very specific in mind.
Mm-hmm.
For what we mean by shouting from the rooftops. So shall I read the scripture?
Yeah, I think you should.
All right, so Jason and I were talking about this, I want to say 2 or 3 weeks ago, and this idea of shouting from the rooftops came up. This is from two different passages. In Luke, you get this. Meanwhile, when the crowd... Sorry, this is Luke 12, starting verse 1. Meanwhile, when the crowd had gathered by the thousands... so that they trampled on one another, he began to speak first to his disciples. And he says, "Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees, that is their hypocrisy. Nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed from the housetops," which kind of... You had observed has mm-hmm. kind of a negative feeling to it.
Mm-hmm. Or a sort of ominous feeling to it.
It does feel that way. Because he's talking about, I think it's, be careful what you say, because what you say is going to go, it's going to be said. So, and that's why I think he's talking about the yeast of the Pharisees. This subgroup of Jews that were leaders in their community were also part of the Jesus movement.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, well, beware of this because there's hypocrisy in them. Now, I don't know if Jesus is saying all Pharisees. I know he's not, because we have other scriptures where there are Pharisees that are good, that are part of the movement.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's basically warning his disciples, while this is still kind of an underground thing, just be careful. What you say is going to be shouted from the rooftops. But then if you go to the Matthew 10, verse 27, it sounds very similar, but it's not in that same ominous tone.
No.
It says, while sending the disciples, quote, what I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Mm-hmm. And I think that's more what we're talking about, right?
Yeah. I think of it as me proclaim or shouting from the rooftops. And what would I want to shout? I wouldn't want to be shouting someone's hypocrisy. I want to shout. Yeah. I want to shout. Well, I think of it as joyful shouting, or like,
yeah.
I want people to know. To me, I see joy. I guess there are the doomsdays shouters too.
I think there are, but that's not what we're about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that to be what we're about. I don't want that to be what Otterbein is about, or really any group that is a part of this building. I mean, we've got Lumina that's doing great work. We've got Kingdom City that's doing great work. We got Otterbein that's doing great work. We got Clay Street. The Clay Street Shelter is doing amazing work. We got an Alcoholics Anonymous group. We've got a Narcotics Anonymous groups. All of them are trying to do good stuff. I don't think any of us want to be on the negative side of that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, let's make the decision. This is what we're going
to
do.
I want to share with people something that's positive, especially in this current climate of our...
I think we need it.
Of our media, whatever our information intake is not always geared, or the algorithms have chosen that we prefer things to be bad, I guess.
It's funny. The algorithm, that seems to be shorthand now for that nebulous but controlling hand on the space of conversation, at least in the digital version of it. Yeah.
I would say, yeah.
If you want to find out what's actually happening, I think social media is probably the worst place to find out.
Sure.
I think it's a good place to hear rumors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, fantastic place to hear rumors. If you want to hear a rumor about wars and rumors of wars, man, social media is your place. I think it's great to see pictures of grandma or the grandkids. And I think it's great to hear maybe announcements of news that you can find somewhere else in a better spot. But all the rest of it.
I imagine shouting from the rooftops, actually being on the rooftop and shouting it out so that neighbors hear it through their windows. Or maybe it's just at Thanksgiving dinner, you share your ideas rather than share your ideas about social media.
Yeah. Well, that first example you gave of like, imagine yourself standing on a rooftop and just shouting to whoever you can see and maybe they can hear you through the window. That's what Jesus is talking about. Like that was a thing in that culture where on occasion someone would just be standing up on a rooftop giving the news, whatever the news was.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine they probably had that annoying guy that goes up on his rooftop and you're just trying to go to sleep and here he is shouting about whatever he wants to. But there was also like a public kind of, how do you announce things without emails, radio, whatever? You got to find a stage.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's kind of interesting that's pretty much the same thing as our social media today, except the difference with our social media today is, I don't know, it is controlled sort of in an algorithmic kind of way. So you can go and shout on your Facebook, but the only people who are going to hear it are the ones that connect to that particular algorithm based on what it was that you said. So,
yeah. All right. So we're choosing a better way.
Yeah.
Face to face.
Mm-hmm.
From this.
Yeah.
From the stage in the pulpit, down at Neptune Diner, we're going to be talking about good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's shout it from the rooftop. So starting off.
Yeah.
You got anything you want to shout from the rooftop? Anything that you've seen?
Well, I don't know. I keep thinking about when I was in my addiction and people that I saw every day were also in this same addiction. So it was kind of a culture, if you will, but it was very isolated, and substance takes control of your functions, your desire, whatever.
Mm.
But something that always stuck with me was, how can I share with these people that there's more than just this substance? So I always would try to find a way of illustrating forgiveness, that was always possible, and that there, even if you're stuck in this, there is still that hope of forgiveness. And I think of that as shouting from the rooftops, because it was in that culture something that people didn't discuss necessarily. I always thought that it was important that I was able to interject that in there, and it somehow made me feel like I was connected, at least beyond my addiction.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something deeply human about that. That. So would you say a typical Narcotics Anonymous group or Alcoholics Anonymous group is largely about proclaiming, about standing with authority of lived experience? This is what's happening in my life.
Sure. I mean, the whole format actually of discussion, and it's not discussion, is really sharing or being vulnerable. And that act of being vulnerable is kind of, at least in a way, you could say shouting from the rooftops, because you're sharing something that you want everyone to know, but it's not something everybody would know.
Yeah. Yeah. And some, at least some of them would be strangers. You just met them. Some maybe was in the group before, or are friends, or, you know. So yeah, there is some proclaiming of, and I got to imagine, well, I don't have to imagine, I've been to some of these groups. There is good news that's found in it. There's, it's not always good news, but there is good news that's found in it. If nothing else, the good news that you've got some people that understand on a real level, that's what your life is like. That's what, that's how hard it is, or I've experienced that too, or something like that. And there's good news in that, that you're not alone, that you're not the only one.
Although something about Anonymous is probably not shouting from the rooftops. It is, it's in the name. It is kept in the basement, but
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, how are those things similar to the scripture there too? Those things will,
Well, beware the yeast of the Pharisees. So I wonder if that
more
applies.
The,
let's see.
More the
More
the Matthew than Luke.
What is in these groups, there is Anonymous. It is not only implied, but it's stated. This is to be kept here. This is what that trust has got to be extremely important. And whenever that gets betrayed, if it ever has gotten betrayed, that's gotta be hard. That's gotta be real hard. And I think that's the prerequisite for being able to speak openly in the room. Like, I can proclaim from the rooftops to you guys this deep thing that's about me, because I trust you. Just keep it to yourself. Is that a fair representation, you think?
Yes, within that unit. But I also think that being able to proclaim that to that unit also means that you can go about your day with that sort of, I don't know, whatever the function of that is, that is healing for you, it then resonates through you through the rest of the day when you are outside of that.
There you go. Yeah.
So maybe you don't have to say out loud at work, I'm an addict, blah, 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 but it's there within you, so you have this confidence to move forward as knowing that it's all right, you know?
Yeah. Okay. There's this idea.
You don't have
idea
to feel guilty that you're not sharing that with anybody. You have shared it. So.
Yeah. There's this idea that there's whispering that happens. I'm going back to what Jesus is saying, you know, what is whispered. What do you think is being whispered around these halls that would be good for other people to know? Whispers maybe isn't the right term. It's things we're talking about amongst ourselves, but not necessarily doing a good job of telling anybody else. Who knows?
The fact of being vulnerable in those situations. So I work with cancer survivors, and we do kind of similar to a setup as Anonymous meeting, where we sit, have an opportunity for everyone to be vulnerable so they can share something that they wouldn't share maybe in front of their family. Or the thing that about that I wish people saw was that people can be vulnerable and can share about themselves, and they don't have to share it to somebody. It doesn't have to be anybody specific who they share it to.
Yeah. Just the act of saying it.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know. Shouting into your pillow might be just as valuable as shouting out into the rooftops, you know?
All right. So this is tangentially related because you'd mentioned cancer. Mm-hmm. So this last week, as you know, because you're a church trustee, we have had 6 McCaskey students come in, and they started last week, Thursday and Friday. They were cleaning out this large storage room in their basement that had a lot of good, you know, good stuff in it that we wanted to keep, but a lot more stuff that we didn't need anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So they're emptying that out. And after I took the last dump trailer and dumped it, 3,100 pounds of stuff. One item that was there was this this clown. It was a painted clown on a board, on a, you know, like a 4x8 sheet of plywood. I don't think it was that big. It was easier to carry than that. But it had a hole cut out where the clown's face is. And so it's for like a person sticks their face in it, and then someone else will throw water balloons or bean bags or something at the face, right? It must have been from
custard pies.
Or custard pies, exactly. It must have been from, you know, a children's ministry or a carnival that the church was having. And it was down there. And I remember they loaded that up last. That was literally the last thing that they put in the dump trailer. It's sticking out the back of the dump trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So I go and I tow the dump trailer to the county waste place. And I'm in the building and I'm about to tilt up the trailer to dump it. And just something in me said, pull that out. And there's no way I'm going to bring it back, but it said, just pull it out. So I pulled it out and I leaned it against the truck and I tilted up the dump trailer and it dumped. And while that was happening, this white van pulls in, like a construction van. White van pulls in, a guy comes out, and again, just something said, I should tell the guy about the clown. So I say, hey, do you have a use for this? Because, I'm part of a church, we're dumping it out, but I kind of hate to get rid of it because it's kind of nice. And he immediately smiled and he said, yeah, I am part of this group that helps those who are struggling with cancer. We help kind of remodel their houses, take care of their homes. Yeah, we've got a fundraiser coming up. I'll take it. And I was like, great. That's fantastic. Yeah. So I helped him load it into his van after he dumped it out, and we shared about what his ministry or what his nonprofit does and what the church was up to. It was an amazing experience that only I would know about if I didn't tell anybody else about it.
Sure.
I was at a dump place. There are these huge front loaders pushing trash. It smells like old garbage. And in the middle of that was this interaction.
I know all those individuals out there who have a hard time throwing things away that they love. Yeah. Love that story.
Well, I hope so. I mean, that will get used.
Yep.
And it's just the most amazing circumstance that it would get used again. So yeah, that's the stories. That's we want to shout stuff like, I think we want to shout stuff like that from the roof.
Sure. Yeah. Things that have been hidden under a bushel basket, I guess, if you will.
Exactly. Are we going to hide it under a bushel basket? No, I'm going to let it shine. Well, I think that's how the song goes.
You can sing it?
I don't remember. I just lost it. I just forgot.
All right. Well, maybe I can throw that in the background here.
I'm gonna
something. There's something that lifts your spirit. Not only when you hear something like that happening, but when you say something that you've seen happening. It lifts your spirit. And I need my spirit lifted from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's our job. We gotta help folks tell that story.
Yeah. And how are we gonna do that?
Well, I think one thing, if we can help folks figure out what's stopping them from telling the story, mm-hmm. that might be a good thing. And that might be a starting place. What is it that keeps mm-hmm. you from sharing good news that's happened? Like, do you feel like humility is what you're supposed to do? And so you should be humble and like keep things to yourself? Like, are you afraid that mm-hmm. that proclaiming this thing that you were involved in is like bragging?
Yeah.
I mean, that could be an obstacle. Mm-hmm. Like, if you don't actually tell people, no one's going to know. Or maybe it's fear, you know, fear of saying something.
I know for me, sometimes it's just the opportunity of getting to say it before I've forgotten.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. So then it's the prompts. It's the venue, it's the opportunity. I know with this podcast, we're going to intentionally ask people if they would be willing to be recorded.
Yeah.
Are you willing to stand on the rooftop and be identified
mm-hmm.
as there's that person on the rooftop telling me some good news
mm-hmm.
and then put it out there.
Yeah. And we don't have to cite who you are on here. You could,
you don't think
just,
so?
I mean, they could come in and just tell us something from the rooftop. You don't have to be identified.
All right, that's fair. Let's do both. Let's do both. We want to encourage some people to not worry about their name.
Yeah.
And then if that's an obstacle
yeah.
to you sharing some good news, all right, we'll just keep your name mm-hmm. out of it. Okay. What else can we do? I mean, where do we shout them from? We're talking about the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
What are other examples of today's rooftops? What are other examples of sidewalks? Well, there's rooftops and sidewalks. There's two. What else?
You know, a message board.
Yeah.
Like a physical message board. At the Y, we put one up, and it surprises me how many people check and respond.
What goes on there?
I don't know. It's a place where people can pin up their event that's going to be coming up or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because, telling them here's what's happening is the same thing. I mean, that is part of probably what was happening from the rooftops in Jesus's day. Hear ye, hear ye.
Yeah. I mean, I think we do get a little bit like overwhelmed with digital propaganda or digital media, and you don't see it sometimes when you see it on a piece of paper or there. You were patiently waiting for your spouse to come out of the locker room you have that idea.
What if we in church on Sundays,
because
mm-hmm. that's kind of a public gathering, and then it's also recorded and streamed.
Mm-hmm.
What if we put in the service a time for someone to come up and say, here's something I saw? We do it at the end of the service.
Sure.
Listener, if you don't know this, we live stream Otterbein's worship service, but then at the end of the service, we cut off the live stream and the congregation stays for another 5-10 minutes. And we talk about good news or people we're worried about, or here's what's happening in the church. So they don't actually get to folks beyond the building. Don't get to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
But what if during the worship service, well, we already did this once. We did this with a couple of people from Alcoholics Anonymous. We had them come in and just give a testimony, just mm-hmm. tell them whatever they wanted to tell us. And that was some pretty good stuff. That was powerful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What if we did it again?
You know, we used to do a thing, faith sharing, which is kind of the same thing mm-hmm. where, individuals from the congregation would have a moment to share something with the, congregation.
Hey, a good idea is a good idea. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
So they can proclaim there, and maybe we can give them a little you know, if they're not sure how to do that, I can give them some pointers. And sure. All right, it's on the list. We're going to be doing that too. What else can we do? What if we had a prayer meeting that had an intentional portion of it that folks are just saying things like this?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as a form of prayer. I saw what I believe God was doing in the life of this person, mm-hmm. or what I believe God was doing in my life, and this is what happened. I want you guys to know it.
I mean, what if that was something that was offered to the wider community to, okay. like, sort of like an AA meeting, but it's more like a, I don't know.
It's a good news meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
A real time in the flesh.
In the flesh. Good yeah. Oh, it's got to be in the flesh. It's not recorded.
No.
It's not for broader consumption. It's if you come to this, ooh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to think of how to do a prayer meeting that's not a gossip meeting. Sometimes prayer mm-hmm. meetings become gossip meetings, and you know, if you run it right, it won't. But sure. I've been trying to think of how to do that. That's a fun way to do it.
Front same way. People are allowed to speak, but you're not allowed to respond.
Okay. Okay. Like,
everyone's given an opportunity to speak, but you, no one else is allowed to respond yeah. to that, whatever it is they say.
Yeah. Huh. That would have a, that almost has a Quaker model to it. Oh, that's good.
It's surprising when people want to share something and they don't want a response from
yeah.
it. I mean,
they just want to say it.
We don't get enough opportunities like that.
Okay.
You certainly don't get to do that on social media.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, everybody has a response.
Yeah. I mean, and it's sort of like the drive to do social media is to get a response. I mean, that's
true. Okay.
And but what I think the whole culture has missed this whole idea of sharing without need.
Yeah. Share just because you want to share it. It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You hope someone's edified by it or encouraged by it or they find themselves in it too. And then, and then you have some time for prayer. I love it.
Yeah. I don't know. A lot of times my ideas don't make sense till I say them out loud, whether it is they make sense that they're a bad idea or a good idea.
Oh, I like it. All right. So that's on the list.
Mm-hmm.
That's some good stuff. We've got some digital stuff. We've got some Sunday morning gathering stuff. We've got some printed stuff on boards.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got some small group stuff. That's a great start. So how are we going to find out about all these stories?
We got a congregation we can reach out to.
All right, let's start there. Congregation, if you're listening, we're going to be coming to you. We want to hear your stories of the good news that you're seeing, the things that you want whispered from the rooftops. And we're going to see mm-hmm. if some of you would be willing to not whisper, but shout.
Yeah, right here.
All right. Jason, until next week.
Yeah. Enjoy yourself there.
I will. Bye, everybody.
Yeah, bye.
Glad you tuned in today. We look forward to chatting again in the next episode of Hey Hey, Anybody Listening? Anybody care?
shine.